Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee, talking Titans and the trade deadline. And to help us do that, we bring in former Titans general manager and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, sponsored by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. Floyd, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing very well. Obviously, Floyd, the Titans make a move yesterday, bringing in Desmond King from the Chargers to play at the nickel position. What did you make of that move the Titans made yesterday to shore up the secondary a little bit?
You know, I think it's probably the best of a bad situation. It sounds like the kid can cover, you know, which is what you're looking for. I think he's primarily played in the nickel. He's also a punt returner, which might be a bonus. It is growing more and more obvious, in my opinion, you know, on a weekly basis that we're playing with guys that just can't cover. You know, they can't run. And, you know, people are just picking on them, just snap after snap after snap. And, you know, you either continue the insanity and try to, you know, figure out a way that they can play when you know there's really not, or you do something about it. And I think to get somebody, get a corner that can run and sounds like he can cover is a bonus. So, I mean, we have to hope it's going to be good. Now with the COVID-19 restrictions and all, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a struggle to get him on this week, which is going to be a problem. But, you know, maybe they can. And if they can, then great.
And of course, they get him, Floyd, for a sixth-round pick. I know you guys had Daniel Popper from The Athletic on talking a little bit about Desmond King, talking some about, you know, some of the, I guess, disagreements he's had with the staff there. How much of a concern do you have about that? And I guess how much of a factor do you think that was in the ultimate price tag for him?
You know, I'm sure that was part of it. You know, you don't trade a guy that has been an all-pro for a sixth unless there are some issues. I guess he wasn't happy there. We asked him about, you know, his locker room demeanor and relationship with the players, and he made it sound like all the players just love him. You know, I mean, it was strictly a coach's thing. And as we all know, I mean, there are such things as players having disagreements with coaching or with play time or whatever the case may be. Now, him, I think, I don't know this, but I think he kind of lashed out on Twitter or something against the coaches. And of course, that won't fly here. But I think sometimes with a young player getting thrown into a new situation and him understanding all the ground rules, maybe that will make a difference. That's what you're hoping for. You know, for a sixth rounder at this point in time, to be able to bring somebody in that has a chance to help you is probably worth the risk.
Floyd Reese on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and our segments with Floyd are sponsored by Sealmaster. Floyd, if you're in John Robinson's shoes today, do you remain active on the trading front? And if so, what would be the priority for you today as you move forward here and looking at this roster?
Yeah, the truth is I think I'd probably be done. There are so many additional issues, and we've got so much, I want to call it dead money, but it's not dead money, but we've got investments in players that we're just not getting anything out of that, I don't know how much more of a risk you can run. It's easy now to say, I want to do something. Then all of a sudden the draft comes around and, you know, you're drafting three players and people are saying, wait a minute, I want to draft more guys. Well, really? You know, or it comes time to sign Jonnu Smith and sign Brown and whoever else may be out there. And you're saying, but we don't have any money. You know, we spent it on this and that and something else. So as tantalizing as it is for some to say, yeah, change, go for it. You're going to pay the piper now or you're going to pay him later, but you will pay.
So if it does go that way, Floyd, and this is the defense moving forward, and of course, Dory Jackson, I think we all think he will make a difference whenever he gets out there. But from what you've seen of the guys trying to affect quarterbacks and rush the passer, do you see a way to something better? Do you see a solution, any light at the end of the tunnel with these guys?
From a pass rush standpoint?
Yes.
I'm not sure I do. The part that has been so frustrating is, you know, we haven't gotten anything out of Clowney. We haven't gotten anything out of Beasley. And Landry's not up to par. You know, and people want to be critical about Bowen as a signal caller. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, no, let's be critical about the outside linebacker coach. You know, we're saying, wait a minute now, we got to get something out of these guys. That's why we brought them in. And right now, we're not getting a great deal. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that if we could improve coverage, if we could get the rookie back, if we could get Dory back, and now with this new guy and Butler, that gives you four guys that can run, or it sounds like we're hoping that can run, and that will get in there and give you a chance so that if you periodically want to blitz and do some of those things, you can do that without, you know, the quarterback lining up and looking back and seeing a single safety and looking over and seeing one of the corners that are playing now and say, hey, here comes the ball. Get ready, big guy. You know, and just flipping it out there and having him gain 7 yards. So if you can do those kinds of things, that will help the pass rush. Now, is that going to all of a sudden turn these guys into 10-sack guys? I don't see that happening, but I think, you know, over time, if you can, in fact, cover these guys, then it will help the rush.
Floyd, obviously, Titans fans this week, they've seen what's happened with the defense all season long, and they have been all over Mike Vrabel on social media in terms of not hiring a defensive coordinator heading into this year. What's your take on that? Have you seen, or do you think that's been a huge reason why the defense has struggled so far this year, is not having a D coordinator, or is that maybe way too simple of a way to put it?
Yeah, I think that's kind of looking for a scapegoat. I mean, the truth is that we can't rush and we can't cover. That is a bad combination. And I don't care who's making the calls. You know, if you can't rush and you can't cover, you know, what do you do? And there's just not a lot out there. You know, calling, now this is a former play caller and, you know, understanding a little bit. The truth is, I'm not sure there are any good calls. You know, I'm not sure there is anything you can do that's going to help the four-man rush or anything you can do that's going to help Jackson or help, you know, the old guy. I mean, you can't make them run faster, and your call's not going to make them faster. And so, you know, I hate to blame players, but I mean, you can't go into a game. It's like last week, we were looking at one series, and in that series, they threw the ball to the old guy's side, 33, three times, all on third downs, I want to say, all converted, ending up with a touchdown. And that's not by accident. You know, I mean, even the rookie can look out there and say, okay, there he is, here we go. And if you can do those things, I mean, what call can you make that's going to help this guy? I don't know what it is. And so it's really a problem area. And, you know, people want to make it out like I'm saying, well, Dory's the answer. He's going to solve all the problems. No, he's not. He's not going to solve all the problems. But if you can get guys in there that can run and cover, it gives you a chance, and it gives the signal caller, the guy we're talking about, options. You know, it gives him opportunities to do something else. And that's what we're really lacking now. We just don't have a lot of those options. Once we get to a point where we can do some of those things, then I think you can evaluate the play caller and decide if, in fact, you know, who he is, first of all, and second of all, how well he's doing.
Yeah, Floyd, you had some really interesting context on the idea of, you know, having or not having an official D coordinator yesterday on Jared the GM. A lot of it, of course, with your time in New England, Bill Belichick has done this before, almost to, in some cases, sort of, you know, earn that title, you know, do the job or a lot of the job, and let's see if you can earn the title. And also, of course, when you do it this way, I mean, like Shane Bowen right now, we would be talking about him this week primarily,
right?
We'd be like, get this guy is the problem, get him out. And now instead it's more like, you know, we're talking about the whole thing. But what to you, what are the advantages or disadvantages of having one, of having, you know, coordinators? Everybody knows this person's at the top and it goes from there, or not having
it. I am part of the problem we have here are the two prior coordinators. Now, who are you going to hire that's better than Dick LeBeau and Dean Pease? There's nobody out there. You know, nobody you can get. Nobody out there that's going to be better than those guys. So whoever is calling the signals is probably going to be viewed as a downgrade. And I think, and you know, what not just Vrabel, but what you know, a few guys are doing is they don't name a coordinator. Because, I mean, ultimately everything falls in the head coach's lap. And if you don't name a coordinator, you're just going to skip that level of criticism. You know, we're going to go from, okay, the play calling's not any good. Well, who's the coordinator? Well, we don't know, so then we go right to the head coach, where it's ultimately going to end up in anyway. And I think, you know, most of the time guys will bring in the young guys and let them call, you know, signals for 2 or 3 years, and then maybe name them coordinator when you feel like they indeed are ready and willing to, you know, take on the criticism. But we're seeing this more. You know, Bill hadn't had a defensive coordinator since Dean, and then, you know, Matt Patricia took over and called signals for probably 5 years and then was named coordinator. And now doesn't have a coordinator, you know, and his son, Steve, may be making the calls. And if he is, you know, you would think, well, Bill would help his career by saying he is a coordinator unless things don't go well. Then it's not, okay, you know, look at his future. He's going to be a head coach in a year. He's going to all these things to get him out of there. He's awful. You know, we got to let Bill call him. Bill could call him better than that. So I think a lot of these guys are put in a position where they're saying, let's just wait and see. And, you know, if in a year or two everything is going good, then we'll name you and go from there. But ultimately, I mean, the chances of whoever was hired coming in and doing a better job than Dean or a better job than LeBeau, I mean, the chances are virtually zero.
Former Titans general manager and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, has been our guest, sponsored by Sealmaster. Floyd, appreciate your time as always, my friend. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Floyd, absolutely. You as well. When we come back, Mike Vrabel was asked yesterday to clarify some of those comments about the defensive coordinator spot. We'll play those on the other side of the break and react to that. That's coming up. But first, Saturday, November 14th, support Stars by running, walking, or boogieing for the Nashville Striders 20th Annual Shelby Bottoms Boogie 15K and 5K Run Walk. This event is perfect for the avid runner as well as the casual jogger, and it's on the certified course in the heart of Shelby Bottoms Park. You can also show your support and participate virtually. That's up to you. That's Saturday, November 14th for the Nashville Striders Shelby Bottoms Boogie to benefit Stars. For more information, please visit starsnashville.org. That's starsnashville.org. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.